And when was the last time that happened?
I mean,
right? You know,
like, hold on. People do the knowledge, right? Because it's one thing. Okay, so like, you're in a household. Say it's just you and your spouse, right? And you in a household, and you know, there's actual foundation, you know, based on like actual love. You know what I'm saying? And you guys have your own boundaries set. You know what I mean? Like, I think that setting boundaries within a relationship is very important, right? That gives somebody the space to really respect each other's energy. You know what I'm saying? And so when the foundation is built on that, then, you know, it's like, okay, for example, it's like, you know, I was with a shorty at that time, you know what I mean, during the COVID, right? And we both would have our time to go do our own thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, she go do her thing, I go do my thing. Whether that was going for a walk, going to the gym, whatever it was, right? I mean, I had a gym in my building, so, you know, I mean, some people didn't have that option, right? But, you know, going for walks and stuff like that, right? And I say that because there was solutions to the problems, right? However, when people have this hidden agenda, right, and the relationship is based on superficial things, right, you know, you can't really plan for that. You know what I'm saying? Like, and no, I don't think anybody wants to be in a relationship where they're planning on like the like they got an escape plan. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but do you really know what somebody has in their mind?
Well, that's what I'm saying, bro, is that you don't know what's in someone's mind. So for somebody to have to like live life as if they have to have an escape plan, right? Oh, well, I'm gonna plan just in case she leaves me or he leaves me, right? It's like that already fundamentally relationship is based on fear. You know what I'm saying? And that relationship is not gonna succeed. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, you don't know what's in someone's mind, right? Absolutely. You know what I'm saying? Because yeah, like there's many examples of people who have been married for many years or been together and not necessarily in that traditional marriage, you know, lockdown, government control. But anyways, you know, like
sign on the dotted line.
You know, like it's you know, there's many people who have, you know, have been screwed over, right? But everybody's got a part to play in those roles, man. You know what I'm saying? And it's always easy for us to be like, oh, well, you know, she left him to take the paper, or, you know, he left her for another woman. And we don't actually never know unless we was really there, or unless, you know, you got a brother or sister that you walk and talk with every day, you know their life. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, that's easy to say, but, man, statistics are proving that, like, you know, like a lot of these guys are sitting here saying, man, I'm telling you, I take my kid, you know, when she was younger, you know, I take her to the, you know, the park and stuff like that. And at that time, it was hilarious, right? I take her, play on the swings. So you got these two, you know, daddies there, you know, pushing their kids on the swings, right? And some of the stories some of these guys told me, man, is just unreal, right? Like, you know, we won't say any country's name, but, you know, some women came from this other country, you know, they come here, and I'm not one for a woman being cooped up in the house and no rights, right? No, I'm not for that at all, right? I'm for freedom and you do what you do, right? But he said she came and basically she spent no time with the child. Right? And, you know, he was really, like, distraught. Right? You know, pushing. So there's a lot of different things that people are going through, right? No, man, I'm serious. It's serious, bro.
Yo.
It's serious, bro.
I know.
It's serious, bro.
And look. Right? You and me have these conversations.
When you have kids, it's serious, bro.
All the
serious.
Time. We have this conversation all the time.
Whole lot of male crying going on out there. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, single yeah, daddy, yeah, you know what I mean? Male yeah, crying, yeah. Pushing swings and taking
bro.
Their children through a walk,
look,
right?
Bro, look, bro. I mean, like I said, We ain't there, man. Like, everybody got a role to play. I'm not sitting here saying that that's not true. Because absolutely, in the world, there is people like that. You
I'm
know
telling
what I'm
you,
saying?
Man. There's a lot
females
of people. Females
and males.
Oh,
you know
for
what
sure.
I'm saying?
For sure.
Everybody got a role to play in for the sure. in the situation.
Because, and
if you and if you are sticking around and you ain't going, that's on you. You know what I'm saying?
But sometimes it's bigger than that. Sometimes there's families involved. Sometimes,
yo, man, so
you know what I mean?
What's worse is going to be staying in that relationship as a lie for the child. That's a lie.
That's not
going to help the child one bit. It's better to be straight up right off the bat and be able to, especially when the child is young, because at that time they still trying to learn what's going on.
Hard body, you know what I mean? I gotta step into that one. I don't agree with that as a father, because you know, when
it's
you
deeper when you have a child.
When
right?
you make a decision to bring a life into this world with whichever partner you choose, it's a commitment not to each other but to the child. Now, if sometimes people just believe it's easy, because it is easier to raise children in a family, and it doesn't have to be a lie. It doesn't have to be a lie. But two people got to understand they're raising a sapling. They got to raise it together. And any negativity you're putting on that child is not fair to the child. They didn't ask to be here. So if you got to stay together for the happiness of the child, I think it's more about the child's happiness than our personal happiness as parents. You got to be, you know, not selfish.
Right, and some people look at that in a different light, right? They're like, no, you need to be honest to your child, right? You know, if you're not happy, right, you need to tell your child you're not happy. And, right, that's where, you know, divorce, right? Co-parenting, right? You know, 1 week, they may stay with the father. The other week, they may stay with mama. You know, however the conditions are, right?
Yeah.
But, I mean...
And get along. Why not?
For yeah.
the sake of the child.
I mean, if you can lay down...
How many people actually get along, though, G? And, like, and the question is, like, okay, so how long... Because, look, I hear what you're saying, Digi, and how long can a person... go against themselves without destructing.
When you break up, it's not personal towards the child. If the mother and father can't get along, it's one thing. But one thing they must agree, because they both brought the child in, is that the child's happiness must be paramount. That's my belief
no,
as a father, right? I'm not trying to say that I get along with my baby moms, because I don't. And if they're listening out there with my children, you know, I love you guys, but, you know, let's not be fake, you know. If we don't get along, we're not together. But I don't just agree with you because you're right. I agree with you because I don't want to argue. And I think that's a big thing. A lot of people compromise. Men have learned to compromise more in these days, because a woman was forced to compromise back in the day because of false ways. But, I mean, at the same time, maybe they were brutal men thinking they had the upper hand because they were that, to where the woman feels she got the upper hand, maybe because of child or whatever position it is.
Mm-hmm.
All that is just nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
Breaking down for the children to send down next to their children, or make children with people they don't think they should be with, don't make proper decisions and who you want to be with, because they're following a bad thing. They're following a bad model, you know what I mean?
I'm with you on that. And the thing is that what you're saying is that when you were giving that example, that was an example of being separated now, right?
True.
I'm talking about when you're together, right? And the love is not there with it between the man or the woman, right? It's not, it's like, how long can somebody, how can a person be at their fullest potential when they're not actually like,
have the proper nurture.
No, I've done it. I've done it.
Relation, like, there's no love there. So why would somebody, like, for me, it just doesn't make sense for me to stay with somebody when she don't love me or I don't love her anymore, right? It just doesn't make sense, because now it's like some people will not be able to actually provide at their fullest potential for that child. You see what I'm saying? So it's doing more damage being in a lie rather than because the children are going to absorb that. You see what I'm saying? They're going to learn, right? Because I always say this, right? From 1 to 7, this is where the child's belief systems start.
Think about it.
So if it's not, if they don't see the reality of things, you know what I'm saying? Like, It's like when people are like, you know, like when people like talk to their children like dogs. You know what I'm saying?
Terrible.
You know what
terrible.
I mean? It's like, yo, what is fun? That to me, that's just whack. It's weird, right? But hey, whatever you do is whatever you do. But all I'm saying is like, if you are not happy with that person, right? You guys both have needs, right? As a male and a female, you have needs, right? If you can't provide those needs for each other, right? Then it's going to be destruction. It's going to be destructive, right? And I'm sure there's parents out there that are living in the same house and they don't love each other and maybe they think that they're doing the best. And look, if you are, you are. That's not for me to condemn. You see what I'm saying? I'm just giving you my see on it. And I think that like when it comes to being in a relationship, then that relationship needs to have respect, right? It's like the question, can you have love without respect? And can you have respect without love?
I don't think so. Respect should come first.
Respect comes first. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's a respect thing before the love thing. Mm-hmm. But then there's also people that you might love in your life, but you don't respect the things that they do. Right? It's kind of a double-edged sword.
It is very much a double-edged sword.
It's kind of a double-edged sword.
And when you throw children in there, it gets real, real double-edged, right? And it's nuts, right? Because, you know, you're trying to please your child, right? And sometimes, you know, parents got different philosophies. What I think is parents need to be on the same page, right? When you're on the same page, I think your child will be a lot more stable.
100%, G. You know what I mean? Because you, like, it's like, it's not so much, it's like, when I look at marriage, it's not about marrying the body. It's about marrying each other's minds. You know what I'm saying? That's what's more, in my opinion, that's what's more important. It's the same mindset, right?
And a commitment. It is also a very huge commitment.
Yeah, society's very selfish, right? It's about me. Oh, right. I'm not happy. Right? It's about me, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, when you have a child, man, it ain't about me, right?
Oh, man, check me out all the time. I can get lots of tough. I can get things.
You know, right?
So then,
cool, bro.
And then, what it sounds like is another important thing about, at least a successful relationship, because obviously relationships are going to go through zigzag, right? Ups and downs, right? But it sounds like from what you're saying is a communication aspect, right?
Oh, it's the biggest thing, right? It's the biggest thing in a relationship is communication. You know, the mother and father need to be on the same page, right? Because children love to play each parent against each other and see what they can get away with, right?
Yes.
It's classic, right?
Yes.
You know, the classic way of, you know, marriage, as you brought that up, it used to be, I mean, the traditional way is, you know, the wife usually travels from her father and is given away to the man, correct? And even in old school ways, I mean, dowries were given for women and, you know, not sold, but, you know, kind of even sold. There was no time for love. But in the day of today,
think about it.
I mean, knowledge of self is a big one that I hear my man Hardbody say. If you want to be with somebody for your life, that's a big commitment, right? And if you want to get married, like let's consider it for life, and you want to make children, you talk about life, you shouldn't want a next man to raise your kids. Not that he couldn't for whatever reason or why, right? But when you make that decision, it's a big decision. It should be thought out. It's not something to be jumped in. It should be taken more seriously, way more seriously. And I think that's the fall of... you know, maybe the male in the house are just more outward thinking to, I could do whatever I want, and blah, 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 blah. I mean, if you were kept virtuous in the old days and times, you know, maybe things would be a lot different. Divorce wouldn't be so rampant. You know, everything that comes with it.
We're going Old Testament here.
I'm about to drop it.
I'm not saying that is the way. I'm just saying with that commitment and knowledge and following of tradition was what kept us in check, and more free thought leads to a lot of detriment to our children out there.
Is it free thought or is it Hollywood? Is it all these talk shows? You
well,
know?
It's supposed to be free thought, but you know, with some people are drones following what they need to follow.
Yeah, like, I mean, that sounds all nice and dandy, but like, yo, they got all this stuff now, you know, they got all these talk shows, you know, with their ideologies and trying to steer minds in certain places, right? We know one talk show host in the 80s who actually destroyed the relationship between man and woman with certain people out here, right? And people didn't see it at the time, right? And now look what comes out, right? You know?
Well, and I mean, you know, touching on that, right? I mean, there's been many organizations and stuff that have come up and, you know, really separated man and woman, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, really how I see it is really disturbing the natural order of things, you know? And when I think about, so for example, the United States has the highest single parent household, right? Every one in three children live in homes with single parents, right? Now, when we look at, we're gonna take it back to, you know, we're gonna take it back a little bit further, because it was around the 1930s, 1940s, right? 87% of black people in America were living in poverty, right? You fast forward a little bit to the affirmative action, a little bit of things changed, but then you get into the 60s, right? And they bring in the welfare state, right? And you know, the welfare, right? I mean, the welfare separate pretty much the told the black woman that you can get paid
by kicking your man out the house.
By kicking your man out the house, right?
Yeah.
And this is real, right? And that's why, like, y'all do the knowledge, right? We only speak on facts, right? So this actually kicked off the rate of babies having babies. You see what I'm saying? And yeah, I'm gonna leave that at that. But because it all plays a part in today's things that are going on.
It was, right? Most definitely used as a weapon.
It's a straight weapon.
And welfare is needed for a lot of people, right? If it wasn't there, I can't even imagine, right? But how, you know, certain people use it as a weapon. And
well, this is the thing, though. It's right. It is great. It's a great thing. Don't get me wrong. It's a great. I'm not gonna say a great thing. I'm gonna say a good thing. It's a good thing.
People need it, right?
Right. There's certain people that are like disabled and stuff like that who need. They need assistance, right?
Most definitely.
They need that. So I would say that's a very good thing. What isn't good is the mindset that it puts people in. You see what I'm saying? Because now you do not have an ambition, mm-hmm. if you know that you're going to have a check every, well, in the States, it's twice a month, right? So in here, it's once a month, right? But some people get twice a month too, but just depending on the person, right? But the point is that you're getting these checks, right? And it puts you in a mindset, you know what I'm saying? And the biggest thing, like, you can't sit here and be like, oh, well, you gave black people freedom, right? Because then you came through with 100 years of Jim Crow, and that's terrorism, okay? That's straight terrorism. That don't is. Sit here,
no,
you know what I mean? Because I'ma always, look, man, I'ma speak on facts, right? I'ma speak on facts, especially for those who don't know the true history of you know, the African civilization, right? The black civilization, right? And so many of the things that were contributed to what you now use in your houses, in what you drive, the internet, all of these things, right? Like, if you really do the research, you can find out and see, oh, that was created by a black man. Oh, that was created by a black woman. Oh, matter of fact, one of my favorite movies, The Matrix, the author, the person who wrote that was a black woman, okay? So, like, there's a lot of things that were invented, right? So, when you take a population of people, right? Kidnap their asses, bring them to some place, right? And then strip them of everything that they've known for about 300 to 400 years. And then you say, y'all are free to go. Meanwhile, there were slaves that didn't want to go because they didn't know what else to do. because they had them in that mindset.
Almost definitely, man.
Right? They're like, nah, man, this is too hard on my own. I'm going to go back to master. Yeah. Right? And so now you bring in a welfare state, and it's like, okay, black woman, we know that, you know, you are the add-on to the civilization growth, man, because civilization does not exist without a man and a woman. You can't build on civilization physically. You see what I'm saying? You can born it mentally, absolutely. But to physically continue on the expansion of the consciousness, you need the woman, God. You need the woman, God. You know what I'm saying? And so when it's like you got these people in power who come in and they hit you with this welfare system, you're like, yo, and then not to mention the black males are already in the streets doing crime, right? And now and they got to do crime because what? They living in a impoverished state. You know what I'm saying? So they got to do crime. And we know how much America loves their prisons, and they know how much they love to incarcerate the original man. You know what I mean? Because they making money off of them. You know what I mean? So slavery, even in the Constitution, talks about slavery has been abolished except for those who are in prison, right? So that's paraphrasing, right? So the point is like, you know, this relationship where we are today, right, in Western society has been snowballing for centuries. You know what I'm saying? Centuries.
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm. No, it's a crazy thing, right? Like, I see what people say, you know? More and more I deal with people. I like my dog. I like my dog and my cat, right? Because, you know, they always love you. Every time you open that door, you know, it's either they want to get fed or they're going to come say hi.
Feed me. But I mean, yeah. I mean, and that's just in between spouses, man. We ain't even got into, like, the family. So, yo, Digi, hit us with something, and then we go come back and we're gonna continue on with this conversation.
We'll do that for you, Sam.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers establish the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
When I'm performing words, penitentiary pen biz from flipping birds. Private properties got it off the curb. Policy procedures we prefer. It's getting crazy, brother, shooting like it's Lebanon. D-boy rock stars getting a John Lennon on. Gucci jacket, matching loafers, plus the denim straw. I done seen Autobot haters turn to Decepticons. I see detectives trying to detect the squad. That's why I pull up to the spot, extra echelon. Bad chick impressed the squad, Cavalli dress, Teflon, Maytail, Oxtail, buying out the restaurant. Come on, never double guess the guard. I was in the trap where the OGs really stretched the saw. Get my body in a pot of gold like a leprechaun. Wordplay like Sergey, skating like a federal. Machine gun bars, shooting like Kalashnikov. Queen Latifah, Jada Pinkett set it off. Brothers go crazy, especially when them checks involved. They'll put a tech to your chest and what your flesh dissolves. From Chile to Africa, big chinchilla, cause it's cold like Alaska. Fuck the government, always trying to come back with us. Why you should they come back with us? Chinchilla, chinchilla. From Chile to Africa, rock the chinchilla. Chinchilla, chinchilla. From Chile to Africa, we rock the chinchilla.
Whoa, we got the recipe, no Bible, cooking books, tenemos la receta. Hard body dreams and cool nine stars, se respeta. Hip hop gods, we giving light to rappers, feeling then. Check yourself before you really wreck yourself. It's shake, I shake, I shake, I'm busting. Metralletas, fuck him. I got one loaded up inside the chamber of my mind, dumping, touch him. De la yeka, yeka, Tony Tucka flow, we got this bumping. Flow de roca, diamonds in a rough land, you know it's nothing. We militant with rhymes, we rep our homes. Posted up in live ammunition zones, we dodging drones. You know the street life come with consequences. Karma live inside your soul. I stopped the drugs, but I'm still smoking bones. Papi, esta música lo hacemos así como si nada. And if I'm talking cap, may God strike me down mañana. Guilty black and cruising in hard body, we hot like saunas. Burning holes into your microphones in Chile, Africa, de Bana. From Chile to Africa, big chinchilla, cause it's cold like Alaska. Whoa. Fuck the government, always trying to combat with us. Whoa. Why should they come back with us? Chinchilla, chinchilla. Whoa. From Chile to Africa, ooh, rock the chinchilla. Chinchilla, ooh, chinchilla. Ooh. From Chile to Africa, ooh, we rock the chinchilla.
Got crooked cops and killers, crime thriller, Mike Triller, big dinner, stay the winner. Tell me what's the sinner when you need heat in the winter. Blink blast, squad mash, high stash, dodge wrath, add math, first class, sound boys moving with that digital scratch. Mike's clash, two lanes, lands with a flash. Bass boom, big tune, now stick, silver spoons, run it up, run it down, throwing strikes like a pitcher on a mound. One order form together like a chemical compound, down for pound. Profan calls the machine that break ground. Out the town, Filipino, straight from Manila. So cold iceberg, now she rockin' chinchillas. Robin Hood, just trying to put food on my plate. High stakes, now these squids shake, just working for race. Fourth quarter gang, mowing grass just to see snakes. Cruising nine star beat breaks, guilty on the tape.
Guilty. From Chile to Africa, big chinchilla, cause it's cold like Alaska. Whoa. Fuck the government, always trying to combat with us. Whoa. Why should they come back with us? Chinchilla, chinchilla. Ooh. From Chile to Africa, ooh, rock the chinchilla. Chinchilla, ooh, chinchilla. Ooh. From Chile to Africa, ooh, we rock the chinchilla.
I'm back on the scene, or replenishes potency like 4 or 5 Guinnesses. Hennessy's flourishing, OC is nourishing, performing miracles, ill and mad lyrical. What stands before your very eyes is a one man standalone phenomenon. Microphone misery, you suffering, taste my repertoire in your face like a $1.50 done with the razor. I'm felt by Aztecs, felt by Asians, Portuguese, Lebanese, and even Caucasians. Every form of power, they respect my stats, slapping fire with farmer leader, drink cognac with diplomat, retard your whole brigade, cave in your brainwaves,
with subliminal messages,
making party people slaves, you hit reverse to rewind and defy my cause.
The thing I do was keep them different, far from yours.
No average MC with a smile on his face, though you're trying.
On the mower than the crystal, a son of a king and a queen. Therefore, ability for song running my genetics. I gave ideas to L. Ron Hubbard to write books on Dianetics. FedEx your info. If you want to show the manager, Mr. Dave, make sure give us a good payday, too. I was assigned to Earth on the mission to spread worldwide my glorious compositions. Notes are like B-sharps floating out of my mouth from start to finish till the song diminished. My lyrical energy bring out envy in most MCs who listen to O. He didn't know me before, then you know who I are now. Biting my style, that's a crime to be dealt with, but we take it to trial. Verdict is in, the judge know my beef has cause.
The thing I do is keep them different.
Like a symphony, some will go down in history, some in infamy. The infamy will be somewhat a mystery, as long as my name OC live on through infinity. My identity will ring bells in all vicinities, from fans to enemies. I'm the antidote and remedy. I'ma philosophize, analyze, no question. If I die, I'ma return like Jesus resurrection. I'm a blessing to the rap game. My claim to fame is when I disappear and reappear, I put rappers to shame. Plain and simple, in common English, what I distinguish, the meanest lyric flamethrower. Your career's over. Vanessa Mike, Casanova, Don Juan, the MC. The people need a change.